I started scoring for Lupita's papers through Ike, the old-time junkie I met in the lawyer's office. I had been off junk 3 months at that time. It took me just 3 days to get back on. An addict may be 10 years off the junk, but he can get a new habit in less than a week, whereas someone who has never been addicted would have to take 2 shots per day for 2 months to get any habit at all. I took a shot daily for 4 months before I could notice withdrawal symptoms. You can list the symptoms of junk sickness, but the feel of it is like no other feeling, and you cannot put it into words. I did not experience this junk sick feeling until my second habit. Why does an addict get a new habit so much quicker than a junk virgin, even after the addict has been clean for years? I do not accept the theory that junk is lurking in the body all that time. The spine is where it supposedly holds up, and I disagree with all psychological answers. I think the use of junk causes permanent cellular alteration. Once a junkie, always a junkie. You can stop using junk, but you are never off after the first habit. When my wife saw I was getting the habit again, she did something she had never done before. I was cooking up a shot 2 days after I'd connected with old Ike. My wife grabbed the spoon and threw the junk on the floor. I slapped her twice across the face, and she threw herself on the bed, sobbing, then turned around and said to me, "Don't you want to do anything at all? You know how bored you get when you have a habit. It's like all the lights went out. Oh, well, do what you want. I guess you have some stashed anyway." I did have some stashed.